Dear Cheap Astronomy, how big is the solar system? There is no real answer to this one, apart from saying the solar system is as big as you decide it is. A simplistic definition that seems to work fine for most school children is that the solar system is composed of the Sun and its eight planets. But then you've got a million or so asteroids between Mars and Jupiter to account for, and if you're going to count small stuff like that, then there's probably an even larger number of dispersed objects out past Neptune's orbit, some of which we can observe in telescopes, and some we have even flown spacecraft past, at least in the region called the Kuiper Belt. But there is more. Even if we can't yet see them, we're pretty sure there are more distant objects still orbiting the Sun in a region we call the scattered disk, which is the source of short-period comets, like Halley's Comet, where short-period means anything that has less than a 200-year solar orbit. And following that same logic, we think there's also the Oort cloud, which is the source of long-period comets, such as Comet West, which has a solar orbit of well over 200,000 years, and hence has only been seen once in recorded history. It's thought the Oort cloud might extend out a light year or more from the Sun, potentially composed of trillions of ice chunks that are just barely held within the Sun's gravitational grip, and with most of them just staying in their very distant orbit and never coming closer to the Sun. So, that's one answer to how big the solar system is. It's the extent of the Sun's gravitational hold on things. So if there really is an Oort cloud of loosely bound ice chunks, then the solar system has a radius of about 1 light year. But that's not a very satisfactory answer, since the effect of gravity is essentially infinite, so the only thing stopping everything being held within the Sun's gravitational grip is other similarly massive objects exerting their own gravitational grip on things that surround them. So if you take that approach, there isn't really any such thing as interstellar space. It's just stellar systems all the way. That is, as soon as you leave one stellar system, you enter another. So a better alternative for deciding how big the solar system is might be to consider the heliopause, the boundary at which particles pumped out by the Sun, the solar wind, get pushed back by the interstellar wind, which are particles being pumped out by other stars and various astronomical phenomena such as supernovae and the polar jets from black hole accretion disks. This definition is helpful since once you are past the heliopause, you really are in interstellar space. The heliopause is around 18 billion kilometres out from the Sun, which is a long way short of a light year, but at least the heliopause is a lot further out than Neptune's orbit, which is just 4.5 billion kilometres out from the Sun. However, if you are thinking the heliopause is a big sphere with an 18 billion kilometre radius, no. Remember, the Sun is orbiting the centre of the Milky Way and completes that orbit every 225 million years or so, and does so by pushing its way through the interstellar wind. So the heliopause is more of a teardrop shape, rounded at the front where it's pushing its way through, and then shaped into a tail at the rear. So while that front bit extends out to about 18 billion kilometres, the tail might trail behind the Sun for anything up to a trillion kilometres. Although if that sounds a lot, let's remember the hypothetical expanse of the Oort cloud is 10 trillion kilometres, and the ice blocks of the Oort cloud aren't greatly affected by the stellar wind, so they do maintain more of a spherical shape as they are passively dragged around the galaxy in the Sun's gravitational grip. So, once again, the size of the solar system really depends upon your choice of definition, each of which has various pros and cons. But let's remember we do use that strange word system. Shouldn't that mean something? Those complex mechanical orreries, with the Sun at the centre, with orbiting planets on sticks, moving like clockwork around it, looks to me like a system. And again, if you ask most school children to describe the solar system, they'll tell you it's the sun and the eight planets. So, maybe we're just overthinking this one.